Time for the Did You Know Show here on KCHI. We welcome you in here, Trevor Grady, joined by Noah Cassidy once again on this Tuesday, May 23rd. And time to learn something new, some useless facts, unknown history. What do you have for us today?
So mine's, I would definitely say it's a little useless. I mean, it's kind of interesting, I guess.
Nothing's useless, I guess.
Well, that can be debated. I don't know. I'm leave that up to everybody else to determine, you know. Anyways, so I've got a thing. So did you know that as of right now, the oldest known musical instrument is a Neanderthal flute?
No, I did not know that.
So apparently, not too long ago, it was, I say not too long ago, it was a while ago, but it was in 1995.
Okay.
Archaeologists were out there, they were unearthing, can't talk today, got a weird accent. They were unearthing some stuff out of the, I got to find the cave's name. They were in Western Slovenia. It was, oh man, why did I just literally lost where it told me. I'll come about it here in a second. Anyways, they found a flute while they were unearthing some stuff over there in Western Slovenia, and it was a flute that they believe was made by Neanderthals. It was found near remains of a prehistoric fire pit, and then it was fashioned by a bear femur, and it also had like a carved-out mouthpiece on it as well, and three spaced-out holes, just like a normal flute would have had, or like a recorder, I guess. That would obviously be used to make the different tones, and so most scientists believe that it was also designed for a right-handed musician.
Oh, interesting.
So it was hand-carved for a specific handed musician as well. And I'm still, like, trying to find – I can't believe I can't – it literally – whatever. Probably would have pronounced it incorrectly. There's a specific cave name. I just can't see it on the paper for some reason. It's kind of skipping past my eyes. But, yeah. So the oldest known as of right now instrument – is 60,000 years old.
Wow.
And they just found it in 1995 over there in Western Slovenia.
I wonder why they theorize it's like from Neanderthals. It's just like its surroundings with that fire
pit. I'm guessing because I'm probably how deep they were dug.
Yeah.
And maybe the type of fire pit it was next to or something like that.
I'm sure like the material it was made out of, they could like tell how old that was.
Yeah. Probably just the way it dated. It's most likely Neanderthals.
Yeah,
but
that's crazy.
That's pretty interesting stuff right there.
Yeah, I mean, you think music's been around forever, but it's crazy to think about it had to originate somewhere.
Right, so when did it like start, per se? But yeah, 60,000 years ago. As of right now, that's the oldest instrument that we know of.
That's pretty cool. All right, well, did you know that the world's largest skull ever found belongs to a dinosaur?
Okay, it kind of makes sense.
I wouldn't
sense,
have, like, maybe guessed that, but when you say it, it's like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. So it's actually not a Tyrannosaurus rex, which a lot of people would guess, but the record-breaking skull, which stands, this is just the skull, it's 10 feet and 6 inches tall. Just the head bones.
Oh, my goodness.
And it belongs to a Cretaceous period Pentaceratops, which is currently on display at the Sam Noble Oklahoma Museum of Natural History. In Oklahoma, you can actually go and see this skull that is literally 10 feet and 6 inches tall. That's taller than a basketball hoop.
Yeah, it's just, and that's just the head.
Yeah, because I think the average human skull is like, 6 or 7 inches tall.
Yeah, something like that.
And so that's more than 10 feet more.
That's insane.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Those dinosaurs had some big noggins
big
on them.
Big old noggins. That's, and yeah. Anyways, yeah. Well, I've almost brought that to a different direction. I'm just going to shut my mouth and not bring skepticism into this conversation. But no, that's pretty cool.
Pretty cool stuff. All right, that's a Did You Know Show for you guys today. We'll see you tomorrow at 2:45 p.m.